This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose, and it will defend itself. That quote is from St. Augustine. In the current war that we face, censorship is becoming the center point of victory or loss. And yet it's not new. The need for citizen journalists to bypass the gridlock of information is at the very roots of how this nation was born. That, combined with faith, led the early American patriots to a victory against the greatest empire of the time. Psalm 18:39. For you equipped me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. Welcome to the Bards FM podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson. I am the director and producer of the war documentary, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything. And you are listening to episode 139, The Second American Revolution. With the elections only weeks away, you need to be prepared for the worst. The threats of increasing civil unrest are real, as are the potential of causing massive disruptions to supply chains. Food shortages are a definite possibility. This concern is even greater considering that a second wave of COVID-19 lockdowns have already started to be implemented. Grocery stores and food manufacturers are already preparing themselves for nationwide panic. Will you be ready? Don't wait until it's too late. I urge you to visit preparewithbardsofwar.com and build your emergency food supply today. The preparedness experts at My Patriot Supply are the only folks I trust. You can too. And right now, save $100 off a full 4-week supply of their delicious, nutritious meals that give you a life-saving 2,000 calories a day. My Patriot Supply is here to help you prepare for the worst. And saving $100 off their life-saving 4-week supply of food is too good to pass up. Don't be caught short. Go to preparewithbardsofwar.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbardsofwar.com. Being prepared is peace of mind. As I begin each show, I'm reminding everybody of the other locations of the Bards FM podcast, for the very reason that YouTube is likely to eliminate most Patriot accounts by the time the election comes. So please remember that Bards FM podcast is available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, in addition to YouTube. Patriots, before I begin today, I want to just make mention of Rush Limbaugh and ask that you extend prayers for him. In the last few days, he's now revealed that his lung cancer is terminal. He is truly one of the great American patriots of our time and a legend in the storytelling and the revealing of truth. Citizen journalism formed the ideological basis of the American Revolution. It was the force that built support throughout the colonies. Great Britain saw the power of citizen journalism as a critical threat. In fact, in 1735, New York journalist John Peter Zenger published editorials critical of the British colonial ruling establishment, which resulted in his arrest and charges of seditious libel. He was defended in court by Alexander Hamilton, who ended up persuading the jury to throw out the charges. Yet as David Ramsey, one of the first historians of the American Revolution, wrote, "In establishing American independence, the pen and press had merit equal to that of the sword." What he noted was that at the time, there was an unstable and fragile notion of unity among the 13 American colonies, and print acted as a binding agent that mitigated the chances that the colonies would not support one another when war with Britain broke out in 1775. There is so much similarity in that statement to where we are today. For myself, November 3rd does not represent a victory. I have no doubt that President Trump will win. But what November 3rd marks is more akin to Lexington and Concord, the first major victory in the battle to press forward to finally expunge the deep state's power. As we were controlled by an empire prior to 1776, We are now fighting off the control again today of another type of empire built on treason, sedition, and a complete sellout of the ideals that this country was built upon. That network of people who have given their allegiance to a single world order, to self-profiteering, to a worship of dark evil that's rooted in child sex trafficking and drugs, and finds promises of wealth and personal power gain through their connections with China, that network is what we refer to as the deep state, and it's very real. What's interesting about this war from our modern perspective is that information is the center point for Patriot victory, and yet it's not new. As I've already stated, the distribution of information was as challenging and as important during the revolutionary period as it is today, and they faced the same types of challenges. British blockades, British control, attempts the British to censor. Instead of the British, today it's big tech, it's corrupt politicians, it's corrupt CEOs, it's social influencers that take the shape of musicians and artists and actors that have all aligned together to create an information cabal, a network of sorts that seeks to dominate and influence the perception of what reality is. And at stake is our liberty. The most important part for everybody right now is to really keep our focus on the fight. Deception and distraction are the name of the game, and to keep people off base is how you win that sort of fight. Right now, we're in the process of some amazing reveals on the Biden crime family's network. It's the starting point that once that Pandora's box is opened, there is no stopping the questions and challenges that will cascade from that. It becomes the fail point in the entire network of the deep state that literally brings the house of cards down upon itself. But in spite of all of that, we have to keep before us the most important issues in this fight and not get distracted with the shiny silver objects. Right now before us sits the connections of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family that leads to just about everything we're talking about. The deep state will seek to suppress those truths at any cost between now and November 3rd. The success or failure of the Patriot movement pivots upon the Patriots turning out to vote, and the deep state knows that. And most importantly, what they know is if they can suppress the momentum of the vote, it gives them a greater opportunity to manipulate the system to achieve victory through nefarious means. John Adams, in a letter to Abigail Adams in 1775, gets to the core of that. He wrote, "But a constitution of government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever. When the people once surrender their share in the legislature and their right of defending the limitations upon government and of resisting every encroachment upon them, they can never regain it." That quote is the center point of everything the left is trying to manipulate towards. They know very well that if they win this election, that they will be able to use every means at their disposal to steal away, destroy, and suppress liberty and freedom, and it will never come back. As Patrick Henry wrote, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined." At this point, our greatest force is information. It's the relentless attack on the information blockades that big tech, politicians, media, Hollywood, and corporate entities are placing before us to prevent people from seeing the truth. The truth, once revealed, exposes these corrupt individuals to such a degree that the crimes of suppression of information will seem trivial. For all of us that have been involved in this process of revealing and awakening, we know very well what sits behind their attempts to block information. It's the horrors of the system that they've perpetuated for their own benefit. The rumors of Hunter Biden's laptop of having child pedophilia on them are only the beginning. And it's not rumors. That's who they are. Their world is an upside-down world where incest, child sexual exploitation, drugs, the wanton use of power to gain more power at any cost is who they are. And as that reveal happens, everything that they've built falls apart, and they know it. And it's for that reason that they are fighting so hard to prevent truth from seeing light. Samuel Adams addresses that, and it's something for us all to keep in mind. He wrote, "If ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude than the animating contest of freedom. Go from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands that feed you. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen. Our founding fathers were uncompromising, and this is something that we have to really remember. They were fighting against a true evil, as we are today, but they understood their proximity to the evil and the realities of what that evil would do was very close. Today, as we sit still within the comfort of our home, with the only impingement being the fear of not wearing a mask, the true realities of what this system would become under the left are still distant for most people's lives. If people really paid attention to what's going on in China, with its death camps, with its mass use of slave labor, its whole industry of forced organ harvesting and selling, and profit at any cost with an iron-fisted totalitarian regime, that is what we would become at a factor greater than we can imagine, and at a speed that would stun most people. Our founding fathers understood how deadly tyranny was, because tyranny was literally living in and amongst the colonies. Its representation were the British soldiers. Can you imagine being a colonist in a small colony where suddenly you got a knock on the door and British soldiers arrived and they said, by the way, we have soldiers here that need to be quartered. We expect you to house them and feed them. And that's how it begins. But as things go along, one of the soldiers takes a liking to one of your children and decides that they want to have sex with them. You have no say in it. When you challenge that with the local magistrate, their response would be something like, our soldiers don't do those sorts of things. You must be mistaken. You see how tyranny builds? And it covers for itself. And that's what we're witnessing now. And the most powerful part of the awakening is that we're witnessing it before us and seeing truly what the true face of evil looks like. It isn't biased towards parties. On one hand, the majority of the deep state rests with the Democrat Party. But don't kid yourself. There are just as many deep state operatives on the Republican side as there are on the Democrat side. It has nothing to do with party. It has to do with ethics, moralities, who they worship, and what they're willing to do to achieve power and profit. We are confronted right now with amazing challenges. Our enemy seems massive, but don't forget that there was 13 colonies taking on the greatest empire the world had ever known at that point in time, the United Kingdom, the British Crown. The true patriot, driven by God, grounded in the convictions of liberty and freedom, will prevail, but the fight is hard. And what we have that we've never had before is a president that's leading that fight. And he's literally sitting half the time with the devil on his right hand. President Trump is faced with one of the greatest challenges of all time. He and his team have had to awaken Americans from a sleeping slumber, a slumber that people were lulled into over generations, an idea that the acceptance that politics was corrupt has become normal, the idea that elections really don't work the way they should has become accepted and normal. The idea that there is a ruling elite and a two-tier system of justice has become accepted as normal. That's the cancer that the deep state has built and is relying on to destroy the nation. And it's the challenge of getting people not only to be aware of it, but to stand up and be loud and vocal against it. And yet, people continue to trip into these traps. The effect of the COVID pandemic is all around us. They willfully go along with the rules that are put before us by WHO and the CDC and tyrannical governors. They are letting their lives be controlled by individuals. And if you think about the power of that place, where a politician has now learned that if they say the right things and threaten people just enough, they have learned now that the public will concede to their will without protest. That is a very dangerous and slippery slope that we've put ourselves on, and it's one that we have to be very cognizant of as we move into the future. And so President Trump and his team are challenged with having to get people to be empowered, to entrust in him, to disregard a media network that controls the entire information matrix, that is parroting the same story over and over to convince people to live in fear and that there is no possible way President Trump can win. All of those are lies. One of the biggest aspects of the rallies is to show the number of people that are assembling to hear President Trump speak. The numbers speak for themselves visually, but every single poll that we're being presented with now is truly fake news. They're generated polls simply to suppress the vote of the Trump follower and to empower that minority vote that the left is relying on, as the left's party completely hemorrhages and falls apart. But the whole war is based on perception of truth. Consider the economy. President Trump talks about big numbers, and at the same time, talks about big numbers and growth. He talks about the stock market and your 401k. And then on the same breath, he has said, we're pushing forward with Operation Warp Speed to get a vaccine to everybody. That sends chills down my spine when I hear those words, because there is no way that I would ever support a mass vaccination program, period. Yet, the critical part of this is that President Trump can't do it any other way. You have to go back to what George Soros threatened in January 2020. When he stated that he was going to tank the economy. One of the critical pillars of our economy is biomedical. And in order to keep the economy going, President Trump has to keep the biomedical industry energized through the election. The way to do that is to promise them the golden chalice, which is to create a vaccine that would be given to every single person on the globe if you can win the prize. I've said this before, he who controls the vaccine controls humanity. And the race is on. What's at stake are billions and billions of dollars. The U.S. government has put forth $3 to $4 billion, and the promise is that if a vaccine is developed and is approved by the FDA, only then will the government pay out its share to purchase enough vaccines for everybody in the country. But in the process, there's lots of investor money that's being pushed into the vaccine program, even though we're now seeing deaths occurring from the vaccine trials. And even though President Trump didn't use a vaccine, he used a completely different process of antibody therapy. But it's a very delicate line he's walking, because if the biomedical industry bails on him right now, the one thing that will be impacted more than anything else in the economy are people's 401ks. And sadly, if the 401k falls, people won't vote for President Trump. A large percentage of our population is not politically awake. They are economically focused. And that goes back to my quote by Samuel Adams, "If ye love wealth better than liberty." Too many people have become consumed with the wealth rather than what liberty represents, and don't realize that this election is truly about liberty and the continuation of prosperity, or the loss of liberty and the ensuring of permanent enslavement. But as a nation, we're not fully awakened to that yet. So if the 401k falls, people's votes fall with it. One of the ways you ensure that the economy can't be tanked by powerful investors like Soros and Soros Associates is to ensure that the biomedical industry is going to get their day, that there is going to be funding for a vaccine. That is a critical component here, because we have a two-step fight ahead of us. What is before us is the fight of November 3rd to ensure that President Donald J. Trump is reelected. But as I said in the beginning, this is Lexington and Concord. If we win, as I expect we will, that's our first major victory against the deep state. But then the real fight begins. President Trump is very clear that he is a federalist, and he is going to be giving power to the people and the states to make their decisions on key directions in their economies and how they want to deal with COVID and this vaccine. He has said openly he will not mandate the vaccine, but that doesn't exclude states trying to mandate it on us. If they can win the legal argument that COVID is a true pandemic, hence part of the reasons that they've used that terminology, then they can rely on the legal precedent to say that exclusion to vaccines is not legally justifiable. The immediate focus in this particular firefight is between now and November 3rd, and we have to win it. But don't get complacent after that, because the next step after that isn't about sitting back, celebrating, having a cheer, and going, it's all over, because honestly, it has just begun. The assets of the deep state are massive. They're deep and they're financially powerful and they're global. They are not going to simply take the victory of Donald J. Trump sitting down. What we are going to face is an increased pressure to try to mandate vaccines, to try to amplify the fear porn around the wearing of masks. We are going to be faced with potential embargoes on products from China. They are going to try to put the screws to the United States in any way possible as they flounder for life in a sea that continues to rise of people's awareness, awakening, and resistance to this global one world order. But we, the people, have to remain strong. One of the other challenges POTUS is faced with is this promise of the left to burn down cities. And there's no doubt that some of that's going to happen. But don't think that they're sitting idle right now, letting these groups organize and incubate. The concept of the Insurrection Act has been creatively bypassed by President Trump using the U.S. Marshals to federalize state police officers. They therefore can bypass much of the corruption at the local city level. But it's still there. Antifa's still operating in Portland. Antifa still has its places around the country, as does Black Lives Matter. So the awareness of what they really stand for is what the most important part of this fight is. We have to continue to push the information awakening so that people see truly what it is that we're facing. The problem for the Patriot side with these narratives is there is a kernel of truth in any good attack by the left. One of the hard red pills we all have to swallow is that both parties have used the black community and the black vote over decades to make promises, to give soft overtures, to secure their vote. But every policy put in place, one way or another, has been designed to suppress, to exploit, and when it comes to abortion, to quite literally eradicate future generations of black America. That war has been waged by an elite class. And it's been done so successfully that it has created a deep racial rift within our country that is easily triggered when you have a movement that's well-funded and organized called Black Lives Matter screaming racism. We are also going to be faced with some very big challenges on these discussions of how to reset America and rebuild the prosperity for everybody, not just one class, not one group. There are many scars that we have to confront, but in the coming weeks, the only focus we need to have right now is extending a hand and bringing people over to an open discussion that we have as patriot Americans to build a country of Americans, not a country that sees itself divided. Once we get past the election with President Trump and in the coming years ahead, there is a tremendous amount of work that we have to do. And that fight is going to continue because the media isn't just going away on November 3rd, any more than these uber-rich billionaires are going away and are somehow not going to try to influence outcomes. It is going to be years of this process of draining down their power, minimizing their influence, and that means that the digital army's role in this fight is going to endure indefinitely because it's the only way that we can defend the republic that our founding fathers gave to us and entrusted in us to preserve. It's really important now more than ever to keep focused. And you have to break these fights up into manageable segments in time blocks that we can see and understand. Between now and November 3rd, our focus is getting people to awaken to what the left is trying to do, using these reveals, such as the Biden corruption, to expose the left for what they truly are and continue to reinforce the ranks of the American Patriot Movement. So that we ensure not just a win, but a devastatingly decisive win on November 3rd. Literally, hashtag Trump all 50. But after November 3rd is when we begin to pivot. We have to look at the next level. We have to get people out of this fear that they're living in around this COVID virus. We have to get them aware of what mandatory vaccines means and why it's not something that we can ever stand for. People will have free will. We have to keep that in mind. That's part of being in a republic. Maintaining free will is a critical component here. So while I may not agree that somebody gets a vaccine, if they choose to, as part of a choice, that's theirs to do. My responsibility is to make sure that they do so with the full knowledge of what the consequences may be. But exercising free will is not only center point to the republic, it's the protection of our individual liberties that we're fighting for. It's a very sombering reminder in the words of Thomas Jefferson in his remarks to James Madison in 1787. Thomas Jefferson said, "What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms." Our Second Amendment is our ultimate line of defense, and it's a reminder to the rulers of the line they must never cross. But it's also a reminder to us of the importance of why the Second Amendment is second and the First Amendment is first. Our duty as patriots has always been first and foremost to the preservation and pursuit of truth, to ensure that through free speech and open dialogue that we continue to keep people aware and informed, and that we make informed and participative decisions in this representative democracy. And binding all is our appreciation and understanding that we live in a country built first and foremost on moral law, which means our accountability to God. And that is one thing we must never forget. So in closing, let me read Hebrews 12:1 to 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and seated at the right hand of the throne of God. This is not a time to waver, and as long as this fight has been, and as tiring as it has been, it is not a time to waver. Now is a time to double down in prayer. Now is a time to double down in our commitment to pursue truth and to share truth. And now, above all, is a time to double down and triple down and our commitment to faith. For those things that burden us, we need to hand them over to God and trust that God will handle them and trust that God will deliver. But faith does not come without action. And our action is our feet on the ground, pushing for truth every day, keeping ourselves committed to a path of righteousness, remembering what sacrifices were made, not only by our founding fathers, but from the founder and protector of our faith, Jesus Christ. Stay strong, patriots. Head up, eyes forward. The fight is now, and the days ahead are the most important days of your life. God bless. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you like the channel, please hit subscribe, like the episode, and share it on your favorite social media forum. The Bards FM podcast can be found on Podbean at www.bards.fm. You can also find the Bards FM podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube, and BitChute by entering Bards FM in the search bar on the respective apps or websites. Also remember to check out Bards of War Fighting is Everything documentary at bardsofwarfilm.com. That's bardsofwarfilm.com. Buying a copy helps support these podcasts and future film projects. And if you would like to support the channel with a donation link is below. All podcasts are written and produced by Scott Kesterson. Opinions expressed are the individuals only. Interpretations of events are the sole rights and opinions of the podcast presenter and guests. Bards FM, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, and Expedition Cafe are trademarks of Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. All work is owned and copyrighted by Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. Thank you again. You have been listening to the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, out for now.